realize until we got here last month that it would be, well, I knew that you had to do site plan approval, but obviously you guys did. And maybe the owners, I don't know, when the original building was built, one of the owners, his name was Justin, and I don't know if he still lives or not.
No.
Probably sold it.
Yeah.
And it did share with them that whenever there's any changes made, that there has to be site plan approval. We maintain that on a lot of facilities. Charles Center is another one, just as an example, we can't put a sign on.
Right.
And unless it's approved, the Hopewell site, McGill, we do the same thing, they're here every week, but for.
Right.
Or every Tuesday, they need to sign it.
Right.
So the problem is, these guys have to take out a building permit before we can approve this. And so I guess tomorrow you're gonna have to find out whether you've got one or not.
Okay.
And they probably aren't in a big hurry to go running down there, because it's gonna cost them double for sure. Because that's automatic, when they go ahead without doing it. And unless we do something like this, you guys don't seem to find out.
I wasn't aware of it.
You know, in fact, it's Mr. Richards that should actually be sitting here, not you.
Yeah.
You know, in fairness.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm gonna move that we lay it over when we get there. Another month, and Noah, you'll have to let us know, I guess. And in the meantime, if they don't have a building permit, then what I would do is take a Bunsen burner and hold it about 6 inches from you know where, and tell them, well, you better get a spud down there before it costs them 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll do that.
Nothing to do with you.
No, yeah.
Yeah, this whole variety of things that could happen, you know, we're not trying to, you know, stop you guys from getting close, because the approach needs to be followed, ensure safety, ensure safety, and everything.
Yeah.
So Council Clement was,
Well, when we get there, just letting you know that it's, the intent isn't to make you take it down, in fact, the building looks pretty nice.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they didn't do a bad job.
Right.
It's not, that's not what it's about.
It's just the procedure from the.
You know, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And we just can't have people doing major work like that without taking a building permit. That's all.
Okay.
And just so I hope that you'll give them a call tomorrow morning and find out whether you have at least applied for a permit. If they haven't, they might want to find them all over them, because this thing sits precariously until they get one, right?
I'm surprised they wouldn't, because I'm sure Novacon hooks up with Longboat or.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, like, these guys are doing this all the time.
I truthfully didn't realize that they hadn't obtained a building permit until this point in time.
Maybe it's not under Novacon.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the reason this got triggered is that an inspector went by and knew that they didn't have a building permit, saw work going on. I know how much fun that is, because I'm a contractor. Mm-hmm. Okay? I make sure it doesn't happen to me. And even then sometimes, even when you got one, they claim you don't.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, it's a huge issue for us, Dave. We all have to get along, and everybody wants the village to look nice, and they want to, you know, ramp up their assessment value for all the right reasons and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, and I know the season's
reassessed it.
But the long and short of it, whether we've got to do what we've got to do.
Understand.
For whatever reason you guys can't. And maybe they have applied for it now, but we don't know about that.
I'll verify that and get that going.
Maybe know you can follow up on that, okay?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they haven't applied for it at this point. They don't need approval of this again.
who's taking me with you?
Okay. Like,
I can babysit. I
can. Debbie has now got a job that I can actually have a winter holiday with her. We're having our first winter holiday.
Great.
And we're taking a cruise to the Y Island. But we're leaving on the 3rd of February, coming back on the 18th. So you're gone doing the same thing, probably.
Yeah.
I'm leaving on the 3rd and I'm coming back on the 18th, which is the Thursday, so we got a problem in there. I didn't know you were going to. We'd have to back that up somehow. Carlos, I don't know.
You want the following week then?
Pardon?
You want the following week?
No, when are you away? You know, our Tuesday, our January meeting is not until the 20th. So.
Yeah, so it's really only
another week.
Well, it's 5 weeks instead of 4.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
So 24th of February?
Yeah. And I don't know whether Monday to December the 7th is any good for me or not at this point. But that's
no big deal. So
yeah.
We'll do the 24th.
Yeah.
And just so that you know as well,
this for you too. The City Slickers Dance Club. Have you ever gone to this dance? You have to know how to line dance for this dance. It's actually a good time.
At the Civic Center. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have funding from anybody else, so why should we be first in? So, but they can come back another time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, do we reply to them and say,
They'll get a letter.
Subject to them getting a building permit.
Okay.
Heather Green from Polo Park on the weekend, and she said they're out December the 9th. They're done at Polo Park December the 9th. So that means they'll be opening the Madison Square store by then.
I'm always looking for reasons to say it.
Sure, happy to. So moved. Okay, that's mine. Have you got something to look at?
You can remember all you want. I can hear them.
That's my point.
Square footage, yeah.
Yeah. It's a necessary statement issue.
Where's Shoppers? Oh, they're gonna put it right there behind, there's Tim Hortons right there. And they're gonna put it right here?
They're putting it right here at the end of this.
But right there?
Yeah.
Sure.
And because it's on the imagery, it's pretty far in, and the residential streets here, there's the.
Sure. Yeah, I can read that. That's small potatoes.
And they basically have it right and stuff.
Can I have to sign this?
This issue?
Okay. I move to approve. This is a.
It's just for the 3665 one?
Yeah, number 8.
It's on hold.
Okay, so Randy, you approve? You're moving into.
Yeah, please.
Number 9?
Yeah.
And, okay.
No,
so
8.
Favor 8, sorry. Yeah. I'm number 9. I'm put to the Secretary of Committee. Grant, you're leading the charge there.
Yeah, it's a free lunch, and I got to be here most of the days for seniors. They match up. I do seniors at 11 and secretariat at 12. So I'll do it again, sure. I will move myself. Have you ever had one like this?
What?
With the cat?
What cat?
The excess animal coming.
Oh, sure, we could. Before we go anywhere, I want to move some money. It'll be under new business. It's under Daffodil Grant. And just give me half a second. 4 7.
Sorry, flip the page over to this side. One over the other side.
Okay, I'm going to Westdale 2000.
Westdale.
And the Charleston Senior Center, $1,000. Yeah, that's all $8,900. Yeah, but I won't be here. I'll be in Toronto that Tuesday, 8/7.
Huh?
No.
Two, four.
You got 15 to Whitebridge, 15, 12, 2000, 12, 2, and 1. That's gotta add up to 9, to $8,900. Right? You got it?
Yeah, I've got it, thanks.
No, it doesn't really matter which way I do this, but I was making some calls these days.
Before I often do seven, like, conscious decisions about, asking for the individual community, last year, all the park needed a snowboard, first needed a new one, the region needed a computer, seniors needed a new telephone system, so, I think we should.
It's not by having St. James stood away historical society.
Do you wanna outline what they're for?
They are, well, no. What do you mean? Why are you getting it?
Yeah.
It's excess funds that council from here.
No, but I mean, is it for specific projects or just for?
No, I don't know, they can use the money for whatever they require the money for. Maybe I'll check with you tomorrow and you send some kind of little letter with all the checks.
Yeah, just so that we show in a minute, but, you know, maybe we show this mark for this.
Yeah, I know, except they're not making application there, they're just winging it. I know they've all got projects, but the document tomorrow. And for this kind of money, you can be able to build, spend that.
Throw me a list of projects.
Huh?
Just give me a list of projects that I can show.
You've been way too technical for this.
All right.
Yeah, he's the one who goes to jail.
I'll see what I can do. So this Ed Thompson went to this other meeting.
Asked the mayor, yeah.
He asked the mayor about it.
Well, he talked in global terms. He didn't, you know. It was the next day after we had that conversation. Did you ever have coffee with him?
I had a meeting with him, as a matter of fact. And I went and I met with him, and I said, Ed, like, if you read this thing, it's pretty interesting. It tells you that on the land structure, no building or structure shall be erected, placed, altered, or enlarged on the property. And then it goes on to talk about no building shall be about the same thing. It talks about that the existing landscaping shall be retained and maintained. No mobile advertising signs or mobile poster signs. But it also goes here, the existing driveway on the land running from Walton Boulevard to Pepperlow Crescent shall be paved with asphalt or concrete by no later than June the 30th, 87, unless an extension of time is given. And then it goes on further back in here to actually describe the work. It's kind of a moon-shaped piece for three cars. And he has gone on, like, there's two pieces of property here. You got to be careful how you talk about it, right? Where the house is on one lot, and then there's a vacant lot next to it. It's all
between Surtees house.
Between Surtees house and that's right. And so the raw land has the same use as the other land, but only because it's attached to the house. It doesn't mean he can build another building over there and have the same rights and sell it or something like that, right? It just goes with the property, and that's it. And if this reverted, you know, if it went to something else, that property would revert back to residential. Anyway, because I was there that day, and I said, Ed, said, the last time I looked at this parking lot carefully, I said it was in a kind of a half moon shape. I said there was room for three cars. There was a small fence. I said, you've now paved the whole thing is paved.
The whole front yard, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, well, so what? And I said, well, so what? It says here you can't do that. And I said, back here it says that you know that. Well, he says, I don't know. He said, I didn't know anything about any of this stuff. And I said, I'm looking at this stuff. And I mean, the agreement is City of Winnipeg and E. Thompson Holdings. So he's playing dumb like a